This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the Grape R Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, I'll tell you what, Drew, I've heard Lutz Vandensteel on this show for a number of years now. I've never heard him like that. He used the word disgraceful about his team. He talked about his team saying, you know, don't sit there like a little mouse. Go out there and fight. Wow. Big time stuff. If you missed the interview of the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, you can find it right now on our live stream. Actually, our live stream will be replayed. You can find it right now on the Odyssey app. Later, it'll be podcast on our Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast, which is available everywhere. KMOX, the home of the Cardinals. We also had Adam Wainwright on the show. Here's a big baseball fan and soccer fan, I know that, and an outstanding college writer. He covers Indiana University for the Indianapolis Star, and here to talk some Big Ten football with us is Zach Osterman. How are you, Zach?
I'm good. I got backstories with both of those people.
Uh-oh.
Lutz has followed me on Twitter since his days as a scout at Hoffenheim, although I'm not really sure why. And I probably saw Adam Wainwright pitch before anybody else listening to this program.
I remember when the Cardinals made the deal for Wainwright, and it involved, as we all know famously now, some pretty big names that went over to the Braves. We don't have to go through that whole trade. But not you, but somebody who was covering the Braves told me, beware anytime the Braves make a deal for a pitcher and they give up somebody. Well, as it turned out, it was a pretty good deal for the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, it was my grandparents lived in a very small town north of Macon, Georgia, where the Braves used to have their low A ball affiliate. And for years before they moved the team, I would go watch games there in the summer. And I remember when he was probably like 19 years old, and all he really had at that time was his fastball. But, you know, that was back when 95 seemed fast to all of us, and it was just overpowering when it was located. And I think it's probably fair to say the Braves, that's one of the few big trades John Schuerholz probably should have pulled back.
So. Yeah, that was a big one. And you love soccer. I think Lutz probably followed you because he can see those who have passion for the game, and I know he does, and I know you do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it had something to do with all my annoying Liverpool tweets, but sorry in advance to anybody listening, but for those.
Well, we follow you. A lot of us in the audience follow you for Big Ten. I know that primarily our audience, when it comes to the Big Ten, is Illinois. So I do want to start there. Illinois fans follow you to see what Indiana's up to, but also your thoughts on the Big Ten in general. Zach Osterman's with us from the Indianapolis Star. And Illinois, I think, is one of those teams that gets forgotten a little bit. Indiana had the big flashy season last year. Penn State is one of those that's been highly ranked this year. We all know about Ohio State and Michigan back-to-back national champions for the Big Ten. Oregon is Oregon. But Illinois, your initial thoughts when I tell you that Brett Bielema and the Illini will be ranked in the top 25?
Yeah, I think, you know, first, just kind of like to set the conference-wide stage, it does feel like there's room for a fourth team every year. And there are going to be some years where it's, you know, it's four of five of, you know, USC, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State. But, you know, in the past, it always kind of felt like because of the smaller playoff, because of the divisional structure, that it was like there was room for like maybe two teams, and that's simplistic, but because Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State just had to beat each other up all season, every season, there was room for like maybe two teams to really kind of rise to the top of the Big Ten. I think because we got rid of divisions, because we have the expanded playoff, which is going to expand again, and because frankly, more power and influence and, you know, stuff that's going to influence things like strength of schedule is more centralized now, there's room for, I would say, four really, really good teams, four playoff caliber teams at a minimum most of the time in the Big Ten. And I think you see, obviously, last year Indiana's able to move into that bracket. They may be able to compete at that level again this year. But when a lot of people talk about Illinois, and it's strange because there is kind of this disconnect in the national narrative that a lot of people want to give Illinois credit for what they did last year, which they should. They went, you know, they won 10 games, they beat South Carolina in their bowl game. You know, they have brought, I would say, an uncommonly large percentage of their production back, you know, at a time when obviously rosters, even with good teams, tend to fluctuate more than they used to. Illinois has managed to stay steady, and obviously at some key positions. In particular, I'm thinking about quarterback Luke Altmaier. But then people also want to say that Illinois is the next Indiana. And it's sort of like that. It really, that feels most disrespectful to me to Illinois, which is just sort of to say this was a 10-win team a year ago. Nine, even if we see bowl games differently now, that's still a 9-win team in the Big Ten. That's still a team that I think won at Nebraska. It's a team that, you know, not unlike Indiana, probably had a bit of a ceiling. You know, if you think about the way the Illinois Penn State game goes, the way the Indiana Ohio State game goes, but the you know, Indiana was just such an extreme sort of projectable and statistical outlier. To say that Illinois doing something approximating what Indiana did last year, you know, 10, 11 wins, making the playoff, which I think is absolutely possible for Illinois. I mean, frankly, just feels disrespectful to what Illinois has proven itself capable of over the last, you know, 12 to 24 months. Like this group is a group that knows how to win. And it's a group that's gotten old together, which is very difficult to do in modern college football. You've obviously got, you know, a seasoned and longtime head coach in Brett Bielema. If you are looking for comparisons to IU, I think that's maybe one that really helps. Is, you know, I think part of what really got Indiana into the right sort of groove last year was they had a head coach that was just never going to be overwhelmed or inexperienced or, you know, sort of taken aback by what was in front of him. I think Illinois got that in Bielema. But if Illinois wins 11 games, and I haven't looked at their schedule in great depth, but if Illinois wins 11 games and goes to the playoff, no one should treat that like a surprise. That's just kind of the natural next evolution for a team that has had success and has been able to sort of retain talent as it has built on that success.
And if I look at, let's say that the top six, and we'll get back to the top dogs in this conference here in a minute, but the top six include Indiana and Illinois. When I look at the next six in the Big Ten, I see some big football brands. I mean, just some heavyweights through the years. Iowa, Nebraska, USC, Washington. You can even throw Wisconsin in there if they could get that high into that middle six. Some big brands. I mean, the fact that they're all down that far, one, what does that mean? And two, which one of them could actually rise up into the upper echelon? Could they?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of, to kind of go with the first question first, honestly, it feels like a little bit of a precursor to why I'm a little bit skeptical of the ultimate idea of a college football super league, which is, you know, if we get to a place where there are just 24 teams or 28 teams or even 30 teams, I understand why, you know, if you're looking at it from sort of like a coldly network media rights perspective, that's a natural, you know, direction of travel. Somebody's got to go 5-7 in that Super League. And you know, is Michigan going to be happy? Is, you know, maybe go even a rung down? Is an Auburn going to be happy? Or is a, you know, an Oregon going to be okay with winding up in a situation where, you know, somebody's got to be 6-6, somebody's got to be 4-8, and it's not, you know, you don't get kind of the bottom half of a more traditional conference to feast on. I think what you see with some of these programs, and, you know, we can go, you know, team by team in terms of like what's happened to USC, not being able to figure out its defense, Wisconsin maybe kind of getting away from its identity with Luke Fickell trying to bring in the air raid and so forth. But some of it is also just, you know, if you're going to centralize more and more of your talent, more of your money, more of your resources, players, coaches, all of it into smaller conferences, then teams are going to struggle a little bit more. There's, you know, there's not room for Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State and Oregon and USC and Washington and Wisconsin. And then, you know, like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, I don't know, like a you know, an upstart like Indiana or whoever, Purdue, Illinois, just fill in a less, you know, a less sort of traditionally prominent, a less traditionally prominent program. There's not room for all of those teams to do well. And so I think that's something that I'm curious to see how the Big Ten and probably the SEC too navigate that over the next few years, and how that maybe potentially reframes some of the discussion of super conferences, because I think some of these big football brands, as you talk about, are going to be looking at it and saying, you know, this suddenly, it's harder to be a big brand in a bigger pool of big brands, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But in terms of those teams next year, and I might be proven wrong on this, there are a couple. Number one is Wisconsin, and it's just kind of the idea that, like, Fickell tried to make the air raid thing work. It didn't. I think they're going to try and pivot back to more of what has traditionally made, you know, Wisconsin, you know, power offense. You can do that in a modern way. You can have a power offense that runs out of the shotgun, or that maybe uses a little bit of tempo, but something that just reflects that program's you know, tradition a little bit more. The other one that, and you know, when I say sort of a season of forward progress, I'm not necessarily saying they'll make the playoff, but I am intrigued by Washington. They've got Damon Williams, who looked really good by the end of last season as a young, very mobile quarterback. They've got Jonah Coleman back, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me. They're up in my office, but I actually, when I put together a preseason poll, I picked Jonah Coleman as my Big Ten Player of the Year, because Washington is facing, I think, the average Big Ten run defense rank of Washington's opponents is somewhere between 11th and 12th. If you look at last year's numbers going forward to this year, and I understand that things change, rosters change, but we know Coleman's a high-level running back in college. Now you pair him with a potentially dynamic young quarterback that looked really good by the end of last season in Damon Williams, and you've maybe got a schedule that's a little bit more vulnerable to that kind of offense, I think Washington could be a team that if they can get a little bit of wind in their sails, and I think if memory serves, they have a slightly stronger start, or a slightly more navigable start where they could build some strength, build some momentum. That's the kind of team that I think you could look up and say, man, they're 7-1 on Halloween. We didn't see that coming. I think Washington's a team I'm going to have an eye on.
Wow, interesting. Last thing for Zach Osterman, Bernie Miklas coming up in about 5 minutes. Putting you on the spot a bit, but when you make your predictions, who comes out of the Big Ten into the college football playoff, and can Indiana do it again?
I think, and I don't have my ballot right in front of me either. I think I had Ohio State. I think I had Penn State. I want to say defeating Ohio State in Indianapolis, just because obviously Penn State's going to have some pieces moving around on defense, new coordinator, but Jim Knowles, of course, you know, his resume speaks for itself. Penn State has the steadiness at quarterback, which is so important. They've got a dynamic playmaker in Nick Singleton. You're always going to count on Penn State to have athletes and you know, genuine talent on the offensive and defensive lines. Can Indiana specifically go to the playoff? Because I think you're certainly looking at a group for me that if we're talking about who's kind of in that playoff mix, at least as much as we know these rosters in the preseason, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon. I think Illinois will be in there. I wouldn't be shocked if there's at least one of a USC or a Washington, somebody that, again, just gains a little bit of momentum, hits a soft spot in their schedule, and we get to the end of October and they only have one loss. You know, somebody kind of from that group that we were just talking about. I do think Indiana can be a playoff contender again. I think Indiana's schedule sets up really well for us to kind of gauge what this team is. They've got the three manageable non-conference games. They should win all of those. And then their first big test, I think it helps that it's at home. Then after that comes Iowa, and then they have a bye week. So there's a natural kind of pause right there after two big games. But also, maybe if we're looking at the four, you know, toughest games on paper preseason, the more winnable of those two of those four, if that makes sense. And so if they come out of that 3-2, I think we're talking about 7 or 8 wins. If they come out of it 4-1, I think we're talking about maybe, you know, one of the teams that's the best of the rest. If they come out of it 5-0, then a bye week, then they're at Oregon, then I think we're starting to ask, does this team have a playoff ceiling again? And then they go to Oregon. Then they've got a couple home games. They got a road game at Maryland that, at least again, on paper, should be manageable. Then they go to Penn State in early November. And so the season kind of ebbs and flows nicely, I think, from Indiana's perspective, where you don't have this massive clump of games that are just really, really hard to deal with. But I think it also ebbs and flows nicely from the perspective of those of us trying to analyze what Indiana is, because we're going to get kind of a nice, progressively tougher set of tests as the fall wears on.
Really well explained. Can't wait. 5 weeks away from college football. Zach Osterman will be all over it for the Indianapolis Star. Always a pleasure. Great to have you on KMOX. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you. We come back and Bernie Miklas. We break down the St. Louis Cardinals next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.